This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
You've no doubt heard of passing the hat after you've enjoyed hearing a live musician in, say, a coffee house or on the marketplace. But what about after hearing a concert of classical chamber music? This community-supported approach is exactly how Scrag Mountain Music engages its audiences. Composer and musician Evan Primo, who along with his wife, soprano Mary Bonhag, founded an organization whose mission is to create interactive concert experiences. And he joins us now from our Montpelier studios. Welcome, Evan.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So firstly, for listeners who aren't familiar with Scrag Mountain Music, can you flesh it out a little bit for us?
Yeah, well, we present concerts of chamber music kind of throughout central Vermont. Our mission is kind of twofold. The main one is to provide great interactive performances, affordable concerts for the communities around here. And the second is to kind of provide a retreat space for musicians who we've met in our travels around the country and around the world.
Talk a little more about community-supported chamber music.
We kind of borrowed that idea from our friends in agriculture with the community-supported agriculture. So community-supported chamber music kind of comes out of that. We want to reach community members who have maybe never even been a part of classical music before, who are new to that area and maybe intimidated by it in some way. We try to create a really warm, open space for them and for everyone who steps in our door and present the music that we love and find ways to present it that hopefully will give each person some sort of personally relevant experience within that music.
And you and your wife have given Scrag Mountain Music this motto of come as you are, pay what you can. Can you talk about that?
Come as you are, pay what you can is kind of our motto. And there are two parts to that. For us, it's not only come in whatever physical state you are in, which is absolutely true. You don't have to dress up for these concerts. Also, come with whatever experience you have within classical music or contemporary music. Come with expectations or with no expectations. Come with a knowledge of the art or with absolutely none, and we will welcome you. The pay what you can is more practical, I suppose. We want anyone to be able to come to these concerts, no matter what they can afford. So we just pass a basket at intermission and ask people to put in it what they think they can afford to come to a concert. And we think that that helps families to come to these concerts and people who just can't afford a $25 ticket.
And Evan, this weekend, you and the other members from Dakota perform. Can you tell us a little bit more about the program?
Programming often includes a combination of more traditional classical music and contemporary music. Contemporary music is definitely a passion of ours. This weekend, we're featuring the piece by Franz Schumann called Fairy Tales for clarinet, piano, and viola. And also, we're also doing a piece by a composition teacher of mine, Evan Chambers, for viola and double bass called Fisher Street Duo, which brings together elements of Celtic music with kind of contemporary classical music.
And what's the atmosphere like at a Scrag Mountain Music concert?
We try to make it feel like the audience is in our living room, really. I mean, we try to just welcome people very casually and warmly and bring them into the music that we love. We talk to the audience. We sometimes even ask them for their feedback about a certain musical section, see what their impression of it is, and that may inform another audience member who is listening to it in a different way. The concert can be almost a discussion at times. It can really open the ears of the audience as well as the performers. We learn so much from our audiences as we're doing these pieces, and when we take the opportunity to get feedback and impressions from the audience, our performances grow as a result. There's a lot of entrepreneurship in classical music, finding new ways to find audiences, and music is changing and evolving. Classical music is a living art form. It's not just playing old music. It's living in multiple ways. It's living because we're still composing music, and it's living because we're still interpreting music. Those are the things that we love to do, create and interpret music. As long as there are enthusiastic musicians playing music and wishing to share it with the world, there will always be audiences who find it and catch the bug.
Evan, thanks so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That's Evan Primo, co-artistic director of Scrag Mountain Music. He'll perform three concerts this weekend with Dakota in Montpelier, Randolph and Warren. Find out more details at vpr.net.
The air around was trembling bright and full of dancing specters.